And so we're well into Holy Week now, and this evening we're thinking about the time of our Lord's Last Supper and what that might mean for us. We can see what it meant for Jesus. It was a time that would begin a period of him being handed over to those who wanted to bring his life to an end. I can't imagine what it must be like to be handed over to someone else against your wishes, but it happens still all the time. There is a priest at the moment who is being threatened with being crucified tomorrow by ISIL in the news. We need to pray for that priest. A man who has been handed over to them by whom we do not know, or taken against his wishes. And it still goes on, doesn't it? But this is Jesus, this is God's Son, this is God himself in the flesh, who has come to take away the sin of the world. In this beautiful act here, we see something of our Lord's passion and his zeal for the gospel. He reminds us that he came to be a servant. And in this message about him washing his disciples' feet, we see how he goes about this. And there's something within Peter and the rest of the disciples who find it very difficult to think of their Lord washing their feet. If we're honest, we would find it difficult too. And maybe we find it difficult to receive anything from other people when they seek to do things for us. We feel slightly embarrassed and awkward, especially if it's of a generous nature. But Jesus showed them what was the better thing, the way in which they had to behave and what they needed to do. They needed to have their feet washed. And Peter, above all, of course, found it most difficult. And when eventually he realizes that he needed to have his feet washed, of course, as only Peter could, he said, well, feet, hands, the whole lot. Let's do the whole thing. That's the way Peter would react on any occasion. But Jesus said, you only need to have your feet washed. But there was one. There was just one there for whom this was not true. Something had gone on in Judas Iscariot's heart. We know, looking back, what that was. He didn't understand what Jesus came to do. And he grew disenchanted with Jesus' mission. He thought Jesus was about something else. And so Judas Iscariot took it in his own hands to betray our Lord. We'll pick up on that story, of course, tomorrow. But at the heart of all that was going on here, and during the Last Supper, Jesus had a meal with someone who would betray him and hand him over to the authorities, eventually to be judged and crucified, even though he was innocent. That was a part of Jesus' servanthood in many respects. He had to serve the people of this world, not just then, but actually throughout all generations. That one act actually represents all of us. And in doing that, of course, it was to set a chain of events into motion that would not be stopped. And indeed, it would precipitate his physical end on this earth, at least, as we know, for a while, until he came back on the third day. I wonder if we're willing to allow the Lord to wash our feet. It may be through other people. Are we willing to allow him to do things for us that we need to have done? Are we willing to become servants also and to wash one another's feet? Perhaps one of the most moving ceremonies to attend is when the priests and deacons are ordained. And then their feet is washed by their bishop. And that is a moving experience indeed. Maybe symbolically we should do that ourselves sometimes. Because Jesus said, I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. So he's always laying out an order of things, the way in which we ought to behave towards one another. And none of what we do is about look at me. Look how good I am, all that kind of stuff. It's about this is about Jesus. It's all about him, the whole thing, all the way from start to finish. And he sets the way ahead for us, the way it ought to be for us all. Now you know and have seen these things. You will be blessed if you do them. And so this evening, as we gather around the Lord's table together, and as we reflect upon his Last Supper and all that that meant then and means now, let us allow him to minister to us, for we are his children and he loves us very much. Let's be still for a few moments.